Brett Easton Ellis, I want an apology from my friends who pushed Mueller hysteria. By Justin Caruso on April 9, 2019. American Psycho author Brett Easton Ellis ripped into the establishment media on his podcast this week, saying that the crazy dishonest press lied to the country about Trump-Russian collusion and the Mueller report for the last 2 years. There is no way to get around the fact that the mainstream media misled the country for the last 2 years. Period, Brett Easton Ellis said, according to The Wrap. I'm not saying that as a conservative, or as a liberal. I'm saying it simply as a witness. The 55-year-old author also ripped into the left for mass psychosis and said he wanted an apology from his friends who perpetuated Trump-Russia conspiracies. From every one of my friends or acquaintances or anyone I encountered on social media or watched blather away on TV for the last 2 years who insisted that the Mueller report was definitely going to implicate Trump in collusion with Russia, and will determine that the Russians stole the 2016 election away from Hillary Clinton and our whole national nightmare will finally be over, because the Mueller report will implicate Trump and he will be impeached. I want an apology, he said, adding, but I'm not going to get an apology. Because y'all is fucking crazy. Ellis has repeatedly criticized the left for overreach on issues of political correctness. In October, he called out left-wing political correctness for encroaching on American corporate culture. I was talking to a woman who had grown up under communism, and I've known her for years. She said that the response from the corporation she sees now here in our country was akin to how communism worked in her culture, and that corporate culture has these strains of communistic authoritarianism to it. And how do we, as artists or as people, live under this kind of rule? He said. Banishment is not a teachable moment. Where is banishment going to get us? That's not a progressive society. Last May, he predicted in an interview that there was a backlash brewing against leftist hysteria. Hollywood is both hysterically emotional about its liberalism, but it's locked in a major hypocrisy because it is one of the least inclusive capitalist societies that exists. Pure corporate culture with corporate rules, the screenwriter said.